This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, an Air Force legislative proposal to transfer National Guard space units to the Space Force is sparking a backlash among state governors. NIST is seeking feedback on new recommendations for cyber incident response. And the Navy has a new strategy for science and technology. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. The Navy has a new strategy for science and technology. Navy leaders say it's a call to service for scientists and engineers from across the country to help solve military problems. The focus areas include autonomy and artificial intelligence, power and energy, manufacturing, and a host of other issues. The plan does not spell out how the Navy will make progress on those objectives, but Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro says the new work will involve partnerships with the Office of Naval Research, the Naval Postgraduate School, the U.S. Naval Academy, and the Naval War College. An Air Force legislative proposal to transfer National Guard space units to the Space Force is sparking a backlash among state governors. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
The National Governors Association is calling for the immediate withdrawal of the proposed legislation to eliminate governors' authority over their National Guard units. Utah Governor Spencer Cox and Colorado Governor Jared Polis say reducing governors' authority over their National Guard personnel will affect military readiness, recruitment, retention, and the National Guard infrastructure across the country. Air Force officials proposed legislation to bypass governors in 7 states and move 14 Guard units with space missions to the Space Force. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Two agencies win extra money for IT modernization projects. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
NASA won its first award from the Technology Modernization Fund. The Labor Department garnered its 6th in almost 6 years. These are the 4th and 5th awards the board has made since January 1st and continues its focus on cybersecurity and application modernization. The space agency is receiving $5.8 million to accelerate cybersecurity and operational upgrades to its network. Labor is getting $42 million for the Office of Workers' Compensation Programs to replace its outdated integrated federal employee compensation system. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
U.S. Cyber Command is considering the best way to build its forces in the future. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
CyberCom is conducting a study on future force generation models. The command has typically relied on the military services to train and equip its digital warriors. But leaders have pushed to embrace a more independent U.S. Special Operations Command type model in recent years, and others have called for the Defense Department to establish an independent cyber service. CyberCom is slated to brief Pentagon leadership on the results of the study this summer. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
Chandra Donaldson is the Department of the Air Force's new Acting Chief Data and Artificial Intelligence Officer. In her new role, Donaldson will be responsible for implementing the department's data management and analytics, as well as AI strategy and policies. Donaldson previously served as the Space Data and Artificial Intelligence Officer for the Space Force, a role she'll continue to hold. Her fiscal 2024 goals include integrating data and AI ethics into the department's mission systems and programs. The Postal Service is looking to raise prices on its monopoly mail products for the 6th time since 2020. That's when USPS got approval from its regulator to set mail prices higher than the rate of inflation. USPS is planning to raise the price of a first-class forever stamp from 68 to 73 cents. If approved by the regulator, these new USPS prices would go into effect on July 14th. A recent study warned that USPS price increases are driving away more customers than the agency anticipated. But USPS says the data behind the study is, quote, deeply flawed. The Department of Veterans Affairs is reviewing more than 4,000 positions. that are at risk of a downgrade in their respective pay scales. The six VA positions under review include a mix of white-collar general schedule and blue-collar wage grade positions. They include housekeeping aides, file clerks, and boiler plant operators. The VA expects to complete its review of these positions by the end of May. The American Federation of Government Employees says affected employees have received notices in the mail, but the union says it has not received notice from the VA about any imminent downgrades. With cyber attacks on the rise, incident response is a big part of managing security risks. Now, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, is seeking feedback on new recommendations for cyber incident response. The draft guidance is tied to NIST's recently issued Cybersecurity Framework 2.0. The revised publication layout is a new, more integrated model for organizations responding to a cyber attack or other network security incident. Comments on the draft publication are due to NIST by May 20th. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.